Tuesday seem like it was Thursday.
Forget about Facebook's Throwback Thursdays.
I came back down.
We're all about Flashback Fridays.
Friday!
On the Sports Line.
It's Friday, Friday. Last Friday night.
Be your Friday night.
Even Mr. Social Media.
Look at me!
Whose watch runs backwards.
I'll tell you what, I need help.
Speaking of flashbacks, here's a guy who clearly had more than his fair share of them. Oh, wow, man. Look at the colors. The sports line historian himself, Wes May.
Hi, Wes.
What's going on, Tyler?
We're doing all right. How about you?
Doing great, man. Doing great. Been a real big, exciting week for me.
How
really?
Come?
Yeah. Well, as you know, Rich, this week, you know, you'd asked me to bring you all my Gnome sausage jingles, so I got those to you. And what I decided to do, I went on ahead to the store. I bought some Gnome sausage. Bought a few of the competitors' brands of sausage, got some of the guys together, brought them all over to the house, and we just had an old-fashioned sausage party. Passed out copies of my jingles, and we were singing and eating meat. It was really fun.
That's fantastic. It sounds like a good time.
You know, it really was. And I took Ed's advice, and what I've done for this week is I've going and I'm hoping maybe Indigo Air Spas, I've written them a few little taglines that I think they might like to have.
Is that right?
That I would offer to them, since Gnose doesn't seem to want to have anything to do with me.
Should we hear a couple of these? Do we have time?
Would you like to hear them? Yeah, like I say, they're not really jingles. They're not maybe a slogan or a tagline. I'm not sure what you call
them. All right, give us your best, too. Give us your best, too.
Here we go. You ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Or no.
Stressful holiday? How about having a stressless spa-a-day at Indigo Air Spa and Wellness Center?
All right.
Okay, here's the second one. Didn't get what you wanted this holiday? Treat yourself to a spa-a-day at Indigo Air Spa and Wellness Center.
A spa-a-day.
And one more. Be thankful it's the holiday season. Be happy it's spa-a-day season.
I love how Wes just goes in and inserts a third one, even though we didn't ask for it.
Right.
Clearly playing by the rules.
Well, obviously.
You play the Madonna song, Holiday, in the back, and you put in Spa-a-day.
Yes, yeah, Spa-a-day.
You know, feel free to pass that along to them and see how they like it.
All right. Ed's on it. If I were you, I'd wait by the phone.
Oh, I always do. It never rings, but I keep waiting.
All right, what do you got for us? Quick.
Yeah, I got a few things. It's not a whole lot. As you know, this time of year, usually for a long time, was taken up with the song parody contest. Dude, this week, back in 2001, my very first entry into the song contest, which turned into 16 years, 5 wins, 9 second places, which, of course, earned me the Susan Lucci title, and 2 third places. And, of course, my very first one tied with the Connolly Boys, which was the first time we had to have a sing-off.
I remember.
Which, of course, started a long tradition of cute kids stealing the show as gimmicks. Long tradition.
Right.
And in 2015, bitter. Rich, you announced your retirement as the Boonesboro Lumberjacks head coach, and Ed called you the Frank Beamer of youth basketball.
Yeah, that was quite an honor. Thank you, Ed.
Nothing but the best for you, Rich.
And, you know, you were calling Dave Ross the voice of the children, but I've got here in my notes back in 2014 on November 17th, you called Ed the voice of the children after he had...
Oh.
Y'all had also done the 10 and under football game live on the air.
Just blowing smoke up everybody's backside. That's Rich.
Yeah, you know, you go and ruin it for me, Wes. No one remembered that.
Well, history is always remembered, good man.
I guess.
Guys, have a great weekend. I'm looking forward to the blowout the budget coverage tomorrow.
We are too.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, that'll go in the archives.
The kiddies followed by the children.
Yes.
Should be fun. Thanks, Wes. Right now, Gary Gramling, SI.com, joins us here on the Sports Line. Talk a little NFL football. Hey, Gary, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're good, man. We're good. Can I get your comment on the story of the week, the Jets fan who got arrested for DUI? You saw that, right?
No.
You didn't see that?
Saying we got arrested for DUI? No, tell it to me real quick, though.
Well, I mean, basically, you know, he told the judge, he goes, listen, sorry, but the Jets suck so bad.
I have to be drunk at all times. All right. I don't know if that's a defense that Matt Locke would use, but that's not bad.
Well, you know, you could get a favorable judge there. It's like, you know what? I feel your pain, brother. Throw yourself on the mercy of the court. Your Honor, I'm a Jet fan. Not guilty.
It's over. My doctor said so.
What about the Packers last night, Gary? You know, every opportunity, hard to believe that they didn't win that game. But yet again, a team with an awful lot of talent and Aaron Rodgers seems to be underperforming.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of I don't want to call it a typical Aaron Rodgers game, but it was kind of like the good and the bad of Aaron Rodgers all rolled into one. He makes the two spectacular plays. I mean, plays that maybe only three or four quarterbacks in the league right now could make, and he made two of them. And, you know, every third and three, third and four, because there were some 3 for 12 on third downs, he did not face many. These are all third and two, third and two.
Talking with Gary Gramling here on the Sports Line, having a little problem with the cell phone. Let's check back in. Gary, you there? You still good? Hello?
All right, we'll call him back.
Try him back, Matt. Man, technology is wonderful, except when it doesn't work.
I know. It's amazing. It still disappoints us to this day.
You saw that story on the Jet fan, right?
Yeah. I love the guy's mugshot. Have you seen his mugshot?
Oh, yeah.
He looks like, yeah, for the fast one. I mean, it's the most ridiculous mugshot. It's like he's proud of his excuse.
I think it's a good one. Yeah, I mean, the guy's getting national attention, and I don't know if that's what you want for being arrested, if you want to be, you know, be making national headlines, but, you know, wherever people are reading this, they're going, I kind of get it. Sorry, Gary, are you there?
That was my fault, guys. I'm sorry about that. How embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed. It's only like the sixth worst thing that's happened on the show today.
I knew I shouldn't have called from the old rotary phone. That's here, right.
Gary Gramling, SI.com NFL writer, on to a team that used to feel like the Jets, but they haven't as much lately because they've actually won games, even though they haven't won a game in which they've trailed, and that would be the Washington Redskins. How surprised are you that that's how it's unfolded? The team that has scored first in every single game they've played has won.
I mean, it's ridiculous, but it's a caricature of this team. I mean, it's kind of exactly what they are built to do. It just, you know, you figure there'd be some variance at some point. They are what the Bills were last year. They're a team that can win if they just sort of hang around in games and get turnovers early and hold on to leads. I don't think it lasts. I mean, honestly, with the injuries they have in the offensive line, and not to mention, I mean, Paul Richardson's out, they're not built to throw downfield anyway. I mean, you know, in 2018, how many times can you win, you know, 16 to 13 type of games? I really think they end up something like 8-8, 9-7, and end up missing the postseason. But hey, Bills made it last year. They could be this year's Bills, as I just said they were. So,
what an honor.
Yes, that's special. The NFL Honor Show before the Super Bowl. That's an award they get out now.
They're this year's Bills. Yay! Hey, who's the team that no one's thinking about that you think's going to make a run and make the playoffs? Anyone?
God, I still kind of think the Packers are. I'm off the Falcons. I think the Texans, I know the Texans are sort of a fluky 6-3. I think the Texans are a team that's going to be better in the second half. When I look closer at what they've done, they've been so bad in the red zone, offensively and defensively. Like, you can't be this bad in the red zone, and yet they're still sitting at 6-3. So many games are decided by what happens in the red zone. If that just, you know, sort of becomes closer to league average, I think that's a team that is, you know, they're on the outside of the AFC elite, but you have a playmaking quarterback, you have a ton of great pass rushers on that team. I think they would be dangerous in January. I think that's a team that could be, you know, kind of like the Jaguars did a year ago. I think they could knock off a Patriots, a Chiefs, the Steelers on the right day.
Gary Gramling, SI.com with us here.
He knows how to push my buttons.
Oh,
Ed.
No doubt about it. Gary, big games this weekend in the NFL. One of them is Sunday night, Minnesota at Chicago. Are you buying the Bears and Mitchell Trubisky, or are they winning in spite of the former North Carolina quarterback?
They won in part in spite of him, and they won in part because they've just played a terrible schedule so far. I mean, how many times can you, you know, it was Arizona and the Bills and the Jets, and I mean they've beaten a lot of really bad teams. They played a lot of really bad teams, but I guess you play the games that are scheduled. He looked good last week. Last week, I thought was the first time he looked like anything better than the new Blake Bortles. So, although I guess Blake Bortles looked good last December, so maybe it's just he's going full Blake Bortles at this point. But, I don't know. We'll see. I think the Vikings are going to beat him in Soldier Field on Sunday night. I think the Bears are ultimately in the wild card hunt, but probably come up a little short when it gets to January football.
Gary Gramling, SI.com. That's where you can catch all his stuff. Gary, a pleasure as always. Thank you, man.
Always, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it. I got the local teams losing. I got the Hokies and the
I've
Cavs
got Tech
losing.
Winning, UVA losing.